I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is great power to redeem. It is He who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. The second reading is taken from the 5th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to His grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
Advent, the time of the waiting and the anticipation. It's not just retelling of the old story of a babe born in Bethlehem so long ago. But it's the anticipation of that story being played out anew in each human heart. We frame the story with those four themes: peace, hope, joy, and love. Why that order? If you look at our banners out there, there's a different order. Why that? Is it biblical? Well, yes and no. It's biblical in that all themes are part of the story that we're telling, but it's no because I did them because I like them in that order 35 or 40 years ago when I started. And wherever I go, I put them in that order, and if someone doesn't object, that's the way they stay. The themes are not in a straight line, are they? If you think about peace and hope and joy and love, think about being in an attitude of peace. And when you're really in that attitude of peace, then hope becomes possible. Because in an agitated state, hope hardly ever happens. And once that hope becomes possible, that produces a joy within, does it not? And that joy leads us to being able to share God's love. So those four themes really are about a process. Today's theme is hope. Let's look at several questions. Question one. Well, first of all, a pre-question. What's the difference between wishing and hoping? You know that song, Wishing and Hoping? Okay, but what's the difference? Is there any difference? Can you just interchange them? I wish so-and-so, or I hope so-and-so, and it means the same thing. What's the difference? Okay, when you hope for something, there is some basis in faith that can happen. We don't hope we win the lottery. We wish, but we don't hope. We don't have hope in that. Okay, first question. Where does our hope come from? Be thinking of these. Second question. What do we hope for? Third question. Is hope alive and well in our world today? Fourth question, what is our job as Christians with regard to hope? Where does our hope come from? Yeah, the psalmist put it that way. In God's word, I hope. Was the psalmist Were the Psalms written before Jesus or during Jesus' time? About how long before? Do you have any idea? Maybe as long as 800 or 900 years. Somewhere between 700 and 900 years. So in God's word, I hope. What is the word that the psalmist was referring to? In God's word, I hope. Was it scripture? Was it the Old Testament and the New Testament combining to make the Bible? No, because that didn't exist then, did it? The word that was used for word really comes from a Hebrew word, davar, and it means it's not about words on a page, it's about word in power. The Word of God is not a book. The Word of God is not a book. The Word of God is God acting. God, how did God make creation? He spoke it. He spoke it. John tells us the Word became flesh. The source of our hope, according to the psalmist, is the creative act of a loving God. That's where hope comes from. Secondly, what do we hope for? What do we hope for as a people? What do you hope for? Do we hope for things? Hope to get up tomorrow. Hope for life. Or put it the question differently. Do we hope for things? That question might be asked, do things fulfill our deepest hopes? Nope. They do not. They do not. If we are really honest with each other and ourselves, our hope is for our lives to have meaning. And that is different for different people, is it not? But we hope for a meaningful life. Can you imagine anything worse than a completely empty, vacuous, meaningless life? Our times of truest joy, remember, peace, hope, joy. Our times of truest joy are the times when our lives manifest a meaning and a purpose. Those of you in this room today, who are in that room, the gym, on a Wednesday morning working in the food pantry, my guess is you experience more meaning in your life at that moment than you do hearing me preach. Come on, get honest. And you're going, we've only got 3 more minutes. Isn't that true? I'm sorry, say again. Our time of truest joy is the time when our lives manifest meaning and purpose. And that's when hope becomes real in our actions. You see, you and I, as human beings, we are made to be in relationship. Our brains have woven together in such a way that to deprive us of relationship is almost to deprive us of life. We are made to be in relationship, and we are most hopeful when we are helping others achieve their hope and meaning. Creation is funny that way. That the real meaning comes in helping someone else attain their sense of meaning. So what do we hope for? We hope for that life that is meaningful. Is hope alive and well in our world today? Or put another way, what are the barriers to hope in our world? What are the barriers to hope in our world? You know, I think one barrier, and we notice this, I have a confession to make, and confession, they say, is good for the soul. I am hooked on Hallmark Christmas movies. Oh, man. I mean, I'm among friends, right? Okay, yeah, Donna, raise your hand. How many of y'all watch the Hallmark? Oh, you make me feel so much better about myself. They are fluff, but they are good fluff. But they have more commercials per movie than any place else on television. We mostly record them so we can fast forward. But what I'm telling you is that the relentless advertising that tells us we need new stuff. We need new stuff. We need lots of stuff. Ooh, we need shinier stuff. We need to realize our hopes. That's what they're trying to convince us of, right? Your life will not be fully meaningful unless you drive. So I think the advertising that we see every day, and just the commercialization, and I know it's trite to say the commercialization of this season, because I confess, I love it. I love shopping. So that is a barrier to hope. I think there is another far more sinister barrier to our hope, though. I think the increasing divisions within our world that seek to separate us. And I'm not talking left, right, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. What I'm talking about are those things in life that seek to separate us. Some political, some cultural. When I do not see my sister's hopes being connected to mine, when I don't see my sister's and my brother's hopes being connected to mine, my hope is diminished. So what's our job as Christians? Our job is to hear and learn the story, "For God so loved the world." Our job is to make the story our story, that we become a part of the narrative. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and then He gave Bill and Susie and Robin and Brian," to make the story our story. And then to tell that story in word and deed. And to accept each person as worthy to hear that story. And then repeat. Repeat it all over again. Sometimes it seems like there are so many more questions and so many fewer answers in today's world. We look at what's trending instead of truly looking for meaning. That's what Advent is for. Let this Advent be such a time for you. I know what a busy time it is. Presents to buy, parties to attend, decorations to be hung, meals to be planned. I know it, and we do it. And that's not a bad thing. However, spend time letting God's peace enter your life. Let the old, old story of Bethlehem speak to you, perhaps in a new way. Make room in your hearts for the Christ child. Hope does not disappoint us, because hope and God's love have been poured into our hearts. Amen.